Well, who's the most famous person in the Bible? God. Well, that's probably right. All right, well, who's other than God? Of course, well, it's a long lecture, but God and Jesus are kind of the same. They're all part of the Holy Trinity, you understand? So both answers are correct. Other than God and Jesus, who would you say is the second most important person in the Bible? No, okay. Anybody else? We'll open this up.
Abraham.
Moses.
David. How about Adam? How about John the Baptist? Nobody in favor of Peter? Anybody in favor of Peter, Richard?
Mary.
Well, in my humble opinion, I might say that the Apostle Paul is the second most important. I don't know. But he'd be in contention. And there are a lot of contenders. And you know what the Apostle Paul did? He would go to places and he talked about Jesus. He met Jesus and he became a believer. And he would go to new places and talk to them about Jesus, and then he would move on. And sometimes he would write a letter back to the place where he'd been before, talking about Jesus. Now, so that's a little like the situation I'm in, sort of. Because, you know, you've had a lot of different preachers these last few months. I've been here some, but you've had a number of other people who are different. We're here quite a bit. Raise your hand, or nod your head, everybody. Well, now you got this fellow, Michael Bush, is coming, and he's going to be here not every last Sunday, but you know, most of the time. That'll be good to have, you know, the same guy pretty consistently. Most people think that's a good thing most of the time. And so I'll be moving on. And when the Apostle Paul, when he would write one of these letters, he would include something like this. So he wrote to the people at a church called Colossae. And this is what part of what he said. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, Timothy, our brother. In our prayers for you, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard of your faith in Jesus Christ and of the love that you have for all the saints. So, that's kind of what I'm thinking about today. I'll be moving on, but I'll think of you often, and I give thanks for all of you. That's not exactly a children's sermon. It's kind of a everybody sermon moment, but that's my thought for children today. So, let's pray. Why don't you repeat after me? Dear Lord, we ask your blessing on our church and on Reverend Bush as he starts his time here.
Holiness befits your house, O Lord, forevermore.